in the appearance of Lord Varahadev chapter, spoken at Sri Mayapur Chandodaya Mandir. Today is the 24th of March 2008 Kristabda, and in the Gaurav of the year this is 5-2-2. The Russians have a translator. Ruski Parivochak. Who? We got who's a translator? Bhakti. Bhakta Priya. Those who need Ruski Parivochak, Mr. Seri, I don't know how to say it. Go for it. Espanol. Espanol, este lado, aquí también. Any other language translation going on? Bengali's upstairs, Bangla upore. And this is English. Sraktunda asit sruva ishana sasayor. Saktunda asit suva ishana sayor. Idho dare chamma sakarna randre. Prasitra masye grasane grahastute. Yascharvanam te bhagavan agni hotram. Sraktunda asit suva ishanasayor. Hirodare chammasa karnarandre. Pasitramasye grasane grahastute. Yascharvanam te bhagavan agni hotram. Yeah. Zelanis, Vaishnavis, ladies, mothers, Text 36, translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. O Lord, Your tongue is a plate of sacrifice. Your nostril is another plate of sacrifice. In Your belly is the eating place. Sacrifice. And another plate of sacrifice is the holes of your ears. In your mouth is the Brahma plate of sacrifice. Your throat is the plate of sacrifice known as Soma. And whatever you chew is known as Agnihotra. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Vedavadis say that there is nothing more than the Vedas and the performance of sacrifice mentioned in the Vedas. They have recently made a rule in their group to formally observe daily sacrifice. They simply ignite a small fire and offer something whimsically. But they do not strictly follow the sacrificial rules and regulations mentioned in the Vedas. It is understood that by regulation, there are different plates of sacrifice required, such as Sruk, Shruva, Bahis, Chaturhotra, Ira, Chamasa, Pasitra, Graha, and Agnihotra. One cannot achieve the results of sacrifice unless one observes the strict regulations. In this age, there is practically no facility for performing sacrifices in strict discipline. Therefore, in this age of Kali, there is a stricture regarding such sacrifices. It is explicitly directed that one should perform Sankirtana Yajna and nothing more. The incarnation of the Supreme Lord is Yajneshwara. Unless one has respect for the incarnation of the Lord, he cannot perfectly perform sacrifice. In other words, taking shelter of the Lord and rendering service unto Him. Is the factual performance of all sacrifices, as explained herein. Different phases. Different plates of sacrifice correspond to the different parts of the body of the Lord's incarnation. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto, is explicitly directed that one should perform Sankirtan Yajna and to please the Lord's incarnation as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This should be strictly followed in order to achieve the result of Yajna performance. Harihi Om. Thus ends the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 13th Chapter, 26th Verse. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, in the chapter entitled The Appearance of Lord Varaha. Varahadev ki. So, although there's another verse, 37, that has no purport. So might as well read that. Dikshanuja Nikdikshanujanamopasada Sirodaram Twam Prayaniyo Dayaniyadamstra Jiva Pravagyastava Sirshakam Kato Satyava Satyam Chitayo Savohite. Moreover, O Lord, the repetition of Your appearance is the desire for all kinds of initiation. Your neck is the place for three desires, and Your tusks are the result of initiation and the end of all desires. Your tongue is the prior activity of initiation. Your head is the fire without sacrifice, as well as the fire of worship. And Your living forces are the aggregate of all desires. No purport. Well, there's so many different kinds of plates of sacrifice. Srak, Suva, Bahis, Chatra, Hotra, Ida, Chamasa, Pasitra, Graha, and Agni Hotra. If one is doing a Vedic ritualistic yajna, then there are many aspects to it. All these different sraksruva, the spoon, the big spoon, the little hand that moves, all kinds of paraphernalia they have when they're doing a yajna. We were just in Tirupati for the installation of the Garuda Stamba and the Ramanuja Acharya's priests, they try to do all these things. Whether they do it or not, I am not qualified to say, but they try. But they spend a long time chanting prayers at the end that forgive us for all our offenses. Bhakti hinam, kriya hinam, vidya hinam, blah, blah. They go on saying it. If we have no mantra, proper mantra, no proper bhakti, no proper... So, they had, for the Purnahuti, they had a special spoon with a canal in it. Went down in the fire. The fire was about 2 meters high. It was unbearably hot. And they kept pouring the ghee down the channel, and they asked me to throw in the Purnahuti, coconuts, all kinds of herbs, spices, nuts, fruits, and at the end the cloth. I had to do it twice. First time I put the cloth in the beginning, no, no, it's the last thing. So many little rules, and that's why their acharyas said, we're good at these rituals to some extent, but the Hare Krishna devotees are preaching the message of the Lord, so they're doing actually what Ramanuja Acharya asked us to do. So we do for this deity installations and to weddings, initiations. We use fire sacrifice sometime on some special occasion, some samskara. The Prabhupada, he always stressed, have four devotees on each corner reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, have a soft kirtan going on. He also mentioned that when he was taking sannyas, one of the sannyasis told the kirtan party, cool it, cool it. And then Prabhupada, more, more. He said he had more faith in the kirtan. We do these rituals too because it's part of our culture. But the fact that the kirtan, Jai Radha Madhava Sasaki Vindaki Radha Madhavaya Vachandaki Giri Raj Ki Karada Ki. Prabhupada here also in the purport is saying that in Kali Yuga, you know that there was a Tulsi there. Anyway. Tulsis have a way of. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam, Kalobana, Steva, Nasteva, Nasteva, Gatiranyata. Chant the holy name of Hari, chant the holy name of Hari. It's the only recommended method that guarantees success. Nasteva, 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 Gachanyata. Not by any other way, any other way, any other way will you achieve success. Nasteva. I said three times because one time is not by karma, not by jnana, not by yoga. Only by bhakti. And when we also don't do exactly Vedic yagyas, there's two systems of Vedic yagya where you have to chant the mantras, you know, with the proper tones. And this, about, I don't even know the system, but there's like multiple tones, and each mantra has to be the right rhythm, the right tone. They're, when they chant the Vedic mantra, they go in like this. You know, it's the whole thing. So if you make one, like in the Bhagavatam, he chanted one syllable with a wrong accent. Instead of making the enemy of Indra, he made Indra's enemy. Which means that the person that fights Indra but gets killed. Instead of the one who fights Indra and kills Indra. So one, and that was not in Kali Yuga. I remember when Prabhupada was here, they had a big Maha Yagya because there was a drought in South India. And they arranged like 108 kundas. They had the priests. They had a referee that in case anybody makes a mistake, he calls them out so they're all doing this Mahayagya costs like crores of rupees. 1 crore rupee today is $250,000. In those days, a crore rupee at 7.5 rupees per dollar was more than $1 million. There was more, several crores, I don't know exactly how many, I can't remember. Big thing, the top Brahmins to perform this rain yagya. And then the referee, first of all, he caught so many mistakes, it was like overload. Beep, 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 you know. And then the referee of the referee found that he also missed so many mistakes that it was like, that all of a sudden, like, it just produced a lot of smoke, the fires didn't burn properly, everybody coughed out, it was like a big fiasco. and no rain came. The Prabhupada said, why you should give us this money, we'll perform Harinam Yajna, we'll bring the rain. So then Prabhupada had a Harinam Yajna in Hyderabad, and it rained for 3 days while the kirtan's going on. So Prabhupada ki! You were there? Was it right? So this was an eye-opener, but people think, you know, they learn slow. They don't understand that in the Kali Yuga we should be chanting the Sankirtan Yajna. So although we do other sacrifices, we accompany it all with the Sankirtan Yajna. We don't use the Vedic Agamans. We use the Pancharatrik system, which is more based on the Puranas and devotion. It's not on intonation, but you chant, you offer a sacrifice to different forms of the Lord. One other point here, because the Prabhupada stressed in the verse yesterday, was that these Vedavadis, they don't accept that the personality of Godhead exists. They say you should just do sacrifice. But in here it says every part of the Lord's body is an aspect of the sacrifice. He's a personified sacrifice. So that means these people, the so-called Vedavadis, who are against the worship of the personality of Godhead, they should read this verse, they should understand that Supreme Personality of Godhead is Yajna. He is personified sacrifice. Yajna Vai Vishnu. Therefore, these people are really off. One of the temples in South India now says if a foreigner wants to go in, he has to officially convert to Hinduism. Pay 35 rupees for the priest fee, and he happens to be a kind of a Vedavadi who does the ceremony. I don't know why they picked him. Maybe in the future we can do the conversions. Bhakti Vigyan Maharaj went and got converted so he could have darshan of the deity. It's strange because as the administration's changed, when I went to the same temple 20 years ago, the uncle of my disciple was the head priest, and they gave me a Purnakumbha reception with an elephant, giving me the garland and everything. And now if I go, they don't remember who I am anymore, you know. I gotta get converted. But at least they have a system, and you see the deity. If they had that at Jagannath Puri, probably be a lot of people getting converted, you know, just... Although Prabhupada said we don't normally do conversion because we are become devotees by being convinced. We're convinced that this Krishna consciousness is the way, that Krishna is personality of Godhead. He's the origin of all religions. So it's like a postgraduate study. Whenever they do a yajna, you're supposed to, one of the pots is called Yajnapati, and he's the Vishnu installed. And the flames, they're the tongue of the Lord. That's why the chewing of the food is done by the flames. So that's Agnihotra. And we have this next verse with daughter purport, where we want to get initiated to go to be connected to Krishna. What better connection when the Lord Himself comes into the universe and gives His mercy to everyone? So it says the repetition of your appearance is the desire for all kinds of initiation. Your neck is the place for three desires. Your tusks of initiation. It's lifted up. from the mud. We want to get uplifted by conditional life and taken to the transcendental concept position. Krishna Sarupoi Nitya Krishna Das. Jiva Sarupoi Nitya Krishna Das. Excuse me. Then the tongue is the prior activities of initiation. What could that mean? Or speculate. We do take a lot of prasad before we're initiated. The head is the fire without sacrifice, as well as the fire of worship. The living force of the aggregate of all desires. The Lord contains everything, and especially everything spiritual. So it's also important for us, getting back to Krishna, although it's possible by chanting Hare Krishna, even to get back to Krishna without initiation, it is recommended and stated in the Shruti mantras, we must have a spiritual master, Guru Evam Bigachet. We connect to the spiritual master, the Diksha Guru, for initiation. Diksha Guru through following his instructions. Diksha Guru is also one of the Siksha Gurus. So like this, it's a part of our culture. For some reason they showing this Lord's appearance is also, having a darshan of the Lord is also a kind of initiation. With His presence one achieves the results of initiation. So by getting initiation we're also allowing the Lord to appear in our heart. We're making a seat, an asana, in our heart for the Lord to come and reside. Right? Sometimes people ask, why do you wear this tilak? The Prabhupada said this makes our body into a temple. We wear the tilak so that our body is a temple, Krishna is residing in our heart. We don't want to do anything you shouldn't do in a temple. Don't do anything that's against the orders of Guru and Krishna. So, interesting. But the sages are praying to Vishnu. I'm mentioning how at one point he's got water on his back and he shakes his back and the water sprays on top of the sages who are offering all these prayers and they take it as a super blessing. How would you like to have the water sprayed from the back of the Lord Barahadev raining down on you? I told yesterday to the Bengali group that we had a big festival in Lord Ranganath temple where they, after 50 or 100 years, they fixed up the whole temple. And it's closed for 2-3 months. Then everything is like tip-top new. And then they do a new abhishek of the deities and they do it of the temple. Especially the kalashes and the gopurams. So they have many gopurams. I forget how many, 21 or something, all around the temple. And then the main vimana, which is solid gold. Many pastime about how Lord Ramanuja got that. But anyway, then it was very well organized that they're all on the roof of the buildings, because there's like 7 gates and 7 walls and 7 series of buildings. So they had given passes where you could go to watch the Abhishek. Maybe we have to do that next year for the Mahavi. First come, first serve. They had A section for the priests, special VIPs. Then there was a B section for VIPs. Then C, D went like up to H, L. There were 500,000 people to watch Abhishek. And everybody wanted to get the water that fell off. Water from Lord Brahma. This temple is considered a body of the Lord. The water that came off called Mahaprokshana. And they said, if you get that on your head, get back to Godhead. Everybody wanted to get that water. Many riots, you know, to get. I got a V-tap right next to the other dignitary. And all the rest of Safari got C classes. So they C pass. So it's quite respectful to us. And they all got a very good viewpoint of how they're doing their ceremonies. But we added the Hare Krishna chant. We chanted during the whole ceremony, hearing up Prabhupada's mood, and they're very appreciative of that. One devotee said here though, when he was watching the Abhishek, he said, in South India we're used to hearing them chant the mantras. Here the mantras are not loud enough. Too much. South Indians, they want all these Vedic mantras. Sahasra, Sisha, Purusha, you know, Purusha, Shukta, and different mantras. So they're like, We do both. We do the mantras in Mayapur, but we do also do Hare Krishna. He was seeing another. I think that Abhishek, the mantras were louder. But so we're saying like there's different culture in India, in different parts. Where we are here, people are more sold out to Lord Chaitanya, so they chant. In South India, there's a deity, there's an Alwar, a great saint called Andal. And she also told that they should chant the names of Krishna in the street with drums and kartals. So sometimes they appreciated, they said, you are incarnations of Andal Devi or representatives or followers. So they appreciated. Last year we went to South India on the South Indian Divya Desha Safari. We'll go on another Divya Desha Safari in about 2 years after this safari. And we went to a number of Varaha temples, since we're discussing Varaha Day. He is very popular. There's one temple I went to. This is also supposed to be Varaha Dev and Lakshmi, but he looks like a Narayan. But he say that he's Varaha Dev in his Narayan form. So he's a brother of Balaji. And that temple is in Kumbakonam, and they don't serve the deity any salt. It's prohibited to bring salt into the temple. Confirm. Hare Krishna. So they say, why there's no salt allowed? And they say that there was Lakshmi had taken birth as the daughter of a great rishi, and the Lord came in disguise as an old man, and he said, oh, you have a beautiful daughter, I want to marry her. The rishi thought, well, this guy is an old man, it's not good enough, you know, not compatible for my young beautiful daughter. He said, no, she's very young and she's not well trained up. You should get a better wife. What do you mean? He said, well, you know, sometimes she forgets to put the salt in the preparations. He said, if it means even that I have to live my whole life without eating salt, but I want to marry her. But somehow he insisted so much that the father felt obliged. Something happened in his heart and he felt obliged. Then once he agreed, then the old man turned into Narayana and his daughter turned into Lakshmi and they were married. But since the Lord had promised he would go without salt his whole life to marry her. In that temple, they don't offer him any salt. So since I'm on a low-salt diet, I was interested to especially see that temple. And they have the spiced rice. They sell little clay cups, not clay cup, but a leaf cup. And it has no salt, obviously. But it has a lot of spice. So you don't miss the salt. You're going to have to concentrate. There's actually no salt there, but the burning sensation on the tongue more or less makes up for it. Then they have these pretzels, no salt in the pretzels. So many people come to that temple because you're known to give a lot of benedictions. That was one of the Baraha days we saw. But then there was another Baraha day. Somehow these two were both connected with marriage. It's called Nitya Kalyana Mandapa or Nitya Kalyana Mandira. It's near Chennai, about 11 kilometers from Mahabalipuram. And there, Brahadev, another pastime, they do a wedding for the Lord every day. So we asked, why a wedding? I said, that's a temple where people want to get married, to go there, get a blessing, you can get married. So they warned the brahmacharis, better not stay there too long. Could be dangerous. So the Lord, this time there was a great rishi, and he had a daughter, but he left the body before he got her married. So then she thought, let me go back with my father, I want to also go to Godhead. She was doing some kind of a yajna and tapasya. A vrat, a penance. But then Narada Muni came and said, you can't do this penance, only for married women. You're not married. You have to get married. So then she went, she said, what to do? To go back to Godhead, I got to get married. Narada Muni, my guru, told me, so he was going around asking the rishis, I need someone to marry me so I can do my devotional service properly. You don't hear too much about women going around and asking. But in this case, she had a Krishna conscious reason, she did it. So finally one rishi said, well, okay, I'll do it as a sacrifice. Married her, they did a Garbhodan Samskara. She became pregnant. Then she gave birth to 360 daughters. The father fainted, you know. How am I going to get them all married and take care of them? After they were weaned and just a little bit, they were still quite small. She finished her vrata and went back to Godhead, left them all alone with 360 daughters. So he was serving them and bringing them up. They were all exceedingly beautiful. The one handsome man came. He said, look, I'm a rich man. I don't have any financial problems. I can marry all your daughters and free you from that responsibility. So he looked like a very nice person. He thought, okay, I'm saved. So every day they had a marriage ceremony with one of the daughters. Finally, the last day, the 360th day, was the Maha wedding. The last daughter turned into Lakshmi, and the handsome man turned to Brahadev in a Narayan form. And then all the other daughters, they all merged into this Mahalakshmi, and then they had the wedding. But since for a whole year he had every day wedding, so now they do the wedding every day. So the Utsavmurti of the Lord is dressed up as a bridegroom with a fancy turban and nice coat and everything. Then the Lakshmi is dressed up like a bride. So they do that. Every day they have a ceremony, they change garlands and do the wedding. That was an interesting. Another Braha temple is in Tirumala. They said when Balaji came as Srinivas Govinda, then... Hey, then he had to borrow money from Kuvera and the Devas to pay the dowry to marry Padmavati, who is actually the Chaya Sita that took all the torturing on behalf of the real Sita. So Sita wanted the Lord to marry him, but Ram said, I won't marry in this Leela, you're my only wife, but in Kali Yuga I'll marry her. So then Balaji married Padmavati, but then he needed a place to stay. He just came down with nothing. It's a whole long story. It's like, I don't want to get this. Just the Braha part of it. So then, Braha Dev owns Tirumala. So he rented some of Tirumala so Balaji could have his temple there. But the payment is, all the devotees want to get the mercy of Balaji, they got to go to Braha Dev and pay obeisances there. So your darshan is not complete. Not everyone does it. Not everyone knows it. But we got the inside scoop. So if you want to get the full mercy of Balaji, you have to also go on the other side of his Tukur. We changed his iPhone. That, I don't know if Braha gets in the present. Worshipping him is getting a result of so many wonderful things. To the end of
see what blessings we get for reading. Sat, any questions? Yes. So one time we moved the board, take it. The Marai Gupta went in the mood of Garuda and took Lord Chaitanya, who was in the mood of Lord Bor, on his back, and he's running. They have a super strength.